with Montana News, I'm Edward O'Brien. Western Montana may get another dose of nasty weather this evening. National Weather Service meteorologist Dave Noble says conditions very similar to those that created powerful and destructive storms yesterday could soon start moving into western Montana.
The threat may exist more over like the Bitterroot Valley, north and east towards I-90, Drummond area, Ovando area. You know, you get the mixture of hot and dry conditions and thunderstorms. There is the potential for strong wind gusts. If the right conditions occur, we could see wind gusts as high as 60 miles an hour.
Many areas had similar powerful winds yesterday. Mineral County, for example, had some trees blow down across Interstate 90.
And there was some trees down also towards the pass with some power outages. We had a wind gust report of 70 miles an hour in Arlee, and we heard some tree damage and some power lines down in the St. Ignatius area as well.
Today started with about 9,000 Missoula and Bitterroot Valley Northwestern energy customers still without power. Company spokesman Butch Larkham says today's goal was to restore power to at least half of those affected customers. Down power lines in Missoula's Linda Vista, Miller Creek neighborhoods are presenting a significant challenge. 2,500 customers there still have no power.
It's going to be many hours yet before we're going to be able to restore them. We're having to do a lot of preparation work and gathering of materials to be able to make the repairs out there that we need to do, and it's a complicated process. So those people are going to need to bear with us and maybe make some plans for, you know, either leaving their homes possibly or, you know, making accommodations for freezers and refrigerators and things like that.
Larkham says false rumors are making the rounds about a two-week power outage in the Linda Vista and Miller Creek neighborhoods. He says that's not true, but another day without power is a possibility. Most of the rest of Missoula should have power restored by this evening. The National Weather Service recorded wind gusts of 74 miles per hour at Missoula International Airport during last night's storm. That wind damaged hundreds of local trees. Missoula urban forester Chris Boza says crews from different departments are teaming up to help Missoulians clean the mess from their neighborhoods.
And they're doing a grid pattern. We're taking our material to drop-off sites. One is at Playfair. One is at Fort Missoula, and the other is at McCormick Park.
And then it gets mulched up?
Correct. We're looking at getting a tub grinder in once that's done and running the material through the tub grinder.
Missoula's Western Montana Fair opens today. Fairgrounds manager Todd Garrett is expecting a big turnout, but he acknowledges that last night's storm took only moments to ruin a lot of hard work.
Trash cans blew over, portable toilets blew over, hand washing stations, but probably one of the bigger tasks is getting all the tents back up and the shade cloth that we had put in, for example, in the beer garden area. All that blew down and got tangled up.
Garrett says the Western Montana Fair will go on even if more severe weather moves in, as forecasters say may happen this evening.
Our security office, they're in constant contact with the National Weather Service, and if the weather gets severe enough, we will evacuate the grandstands, close down the carnival rides, encourage people to go into buildings, avoid tents and trees to keep them safe. And if it's like last night, you know, after 20 minutes or so, if we can, we'll resume the activities.
Little Valley rainfall is expected to accompany this evening's forecast storms. The rest of this week's weather forecast in western Montana is looking rather grim, according to National Weather Service meteorologist Dave Noble.
Continued chance for showers and thunderstorms. Also, the heat will continue through the remainder of the week. Could see another bigger round of thunderstorms by this Friday. We'll have to keep looking at that to see if that's going to be a big risk or not.
Noble's advice for Montanans during this stretch of volatile weather: pay close attention to National Weather Service forecasts, have an escape route in mind if it looks like bad weather's creeping in, and avoid trees and tents during lightning storms. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.